Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
What does the giraffe sound?
At the club, Club 1080, souk and rock passion are always the fashion at the club.
You just got to either commit to just doing it and doing all the guys.
Bifurcate.
Pleased to have you along here. Hello. I mean that. How are you?
Yeah, we do. Thank you for sticking with us.
Honk your horn if you're...
Despite some of the challenges.
Horny.
Stop it, Tom Likas.
Like Ime Udoka.
What? Is he still horny? Or do you think this makes you less horny?
No, I think he's creepy old man horny, if you know what I mean. Adam Levine horny.
Yeah? Except Adam Levine, there's no, like, he won't lose his job over it. Is there a rock star that ever has lost his job over being horny? In fact, I think you become a rock star because you're horny. To be horny. That's the whole point of being a rock star, is you get to throw it around with whoever you want.
But it is a good question. Has a rock star ever, like, lost his job or her job? Like,
well, I mean, David Lee Roth lost his job. He got fired.
Yeah, but that's not because he was horny.
No, I'm not saying because of horny. I'm just saying, like, how do you lose? Like, you can pretty much do anything as a rock star, short of going behind bars where you can't perform.
Tupac came out of prison and was more popular than ever.
Well,
double album. It's the best album he did, too.
It was. Was that All Eyes on Me?
All Eyes on Me.
Right?
It was excellent.
It was the best thing. Like, he came out fresh out of jail, California Dreaming.
Let's do this.
You know, so I really, the pedophile thing doesn't stick. Elvis married a 14-year-old. Jerry Lee Lewis married a 13-year-old cousin. And
well, he's not a rock star.
He was a rock star then.
Jerry Lee Lewis isn't a rock
star. For sure. Great Balls of Fire
Great
back
balls
then.
Of fire?
Oh, all yeah, right. He's
all
huge.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Pete Townsend? He's an old rock star and was still able to be a pedophile, and
see,
he still gets
he
to be
did
Pete.
That. I don't think he did that as.
Oh, he did that.
Did he?
He did
Pete
that.
Pete Townsend?
Yeah.
I've always thought he didn't.
Oh, he did. And then I don't
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. And I don't remember if it was Robert Plant or Jimmy Page, but one of them kept like a 13-year-old, like, I don't know what you would call, I mean, he kept.
Slave?
Yeah, he kept like a, they didn't call it that, but yeah, he kept like a. Like a side piece, but she was like 13, and he kept her for years. And
who is this?
One, I don't remember if it was Plant or if it was.
I feel like you're throwing crap against.
No,
the wall.
No, I am not throwing crap against the wall. It was either Jimmy Page or Robert Plant. It was one of the Zeppelin guys, and I forget which one. And I don't want to smear one of them.
R. Kelly, that's a good one.
There you go. Although he finally got caught.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the one rock star. Who...
Although that guy did it for like 30 years. He even made an album about it. He made an entire album about pedophilia. One of the girls that he was with made an album called Age is Just a Number. Like, he wrote songs about diddling young girls, and we were like, well, that Space Jam thing was great.
So you can lose your job as a rock star, but it's very difficult.
It's very difficult, and it takes decades in order to do it. Like, I feel like there really isn't anything you can do as a rock star that keeps you from being a rock star. right?
Right. That you just have to be good.
That country douche got caught on camera yelling the N-word a bunch of times. Waylon Morgan or whatever. He just won like every award at the CMAs. In fact, I think he's more popular now that he's out there yelling the N-word. There's nothing you can do as a rock star.
Hey, got to relate to the audience.
I guess. There's nothing. At least as an actor, you can get blackballed, right? Kevin Spacey got blackballed.
Right.
You know, we've had some. Who's the guy that worked with Tarantino? Harvey Weinstein? Like, blackballed. You can get blackballed from Hollywood real easy. But you really can't screw up as a rock star. There is no level of debauchery. Like Caligula, if he had a catchy tune, would have been a rock star. There's just nothing you can do.
So Adam Levine has been horny. He's the lead singer of
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5, yeah. Which I guess they're still a thing.
Yeah, trust me, your wife probably knows that they're still a thing.
She loves him.
Everyone does. Like, there's a million dudes out there right now being like, dude, Maroon 5 sucks. Are they still a thing? And I'm like, dude, go ask your wife or girlfriend. And you're about to find out that, yes, Maroon 5 is still a thing. Well, and they're very, very popular. And at some point, she closes her eyes with your squishy, heavy bag body and dreams of Adam Levine.
Well, hell, how does she not know that I'm dreaming of Adam Levine as well?
My kids listen to Maroon 5, and they're 10, 7, and 6.
Oh, look, right. Every now and then, like,
are they still good? I mean, were they ever good?
It's not really a band. It's just pop sounds, electronic sounds with Adam Levine.
They're a very calm, soothing. Just they're like a calming smear. They're a calming aura of music. But so like memories and like pay. It's catchy crap.
Okay,
I'm at a payphone. That old thing.
Yeah,
it gets people.
All right. Well, I have some hot, steamy text message, DM messages that he sent to his mistress.
Turns out he's better at writing lyrics as he is. He's better at writing lyrics than he is writing sex to his gal.
So I'll try to report these to you in a sexual manner.
And just remember that Adam Levine is claiming that he never slept with her.
Yeah, right. He never did anything wrong. He just was flirting.
He was inappropriately flirting.
But he was cringe flirting.
Oh, yeah.
So one of them reads, "It's truly unreal how effing hot you are. Like, it blows my mind." So that's good.
You ever think back to, like, if you were to see some of the notes or texts that you've written, your wife, your girlfriend, or the random girl on Tinder that you were trying to feel up, how bad some of that stuff must be at 2 in the morning?
Luckily, I am just old enough to have not had much history with that.
Yeah.
But, yes, like, it's terrifying to think what my social media feed would have said.
Some little note that you wrote to some girl in high school. Like, oh, boy.
Holy F. Holy F and F. That body of yours is absurd. He said that.
Yes.
He said that. Well, he typed it.
He typed it. He said, and I quote, "I may need to see the booty." And then he typed out the F word, but there's 17 Ks behind it.
I'd do anything for it.
I need to see the booty.
And then he said, I want to spend the day with you naked.
It works. It works.
And then he said, "You're 50 times hotter in person."
Oh.
"And so am I." Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. He said that. "And so am I." Oh, my God.
"Watching your ass jiggle on that table will permanently scar me."
Yep.
"I'd do anything for it. I'd buy it a steak dinner and whisper sweet nothings into it."
Visual. Not good. Not good.
Good.
So that's
times.
Adam Levine. He just says that he was just sending these things to women.
Yeah, just, you know,
by lapse of judgment.
He never did whisper sweet nothings into her into her backside, but he may have bought it a steak dinner at some point.
Can you imagine how much tail that guy's gotten though?
It's,
you know,
ridiculous.
Like, just how much, not even just gotten, but just that's been thrown at him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy to think about.
And this is a random, she's a 23-year-old Instagram model. I mean, I'm assuming that everything in that guy's life for 20 years has been an 8.5 and above, and that he has put, this is maybe the most effort he's ever put into doing it, is saying, I may need to see the booty and whisper sweet nothings into it. Oh, and by the way, just for, you know, reference, he's married to a Victoria's Secret model. But this is my thing about, and this goes both ways, for really good-looking guys, really good-looking girls. Because everyone thinks, like, that they're better than they are. But when you're professionally hot, and Adam Levine is professionally hot and professionally famous, like, he's got the dual threat there. I refuse to believe that these people have any sort of grasp on reality because they never have to. Who's this 23-year-old, the Summer Stroh or whatever their name is, Sumner? You think for 1 second...
That was the mistress.
That's the mistress. You think for 1 second she has any sort of grasp of reality? That girl can do whatever... She can have no personality, no nothing, be the most boring, vapid, dumb person in the world, and it doesn't matter. There's a million rich guys all lining up to whisper sweet nothings into the caboose. You don't ever have to develop a real personality. You don't, because it's lined up. They're lining up for him and they're lining up for her. He'll be fine after this, and my guess is that Leonardo DiCaprio will be the next one to date this Instagram model. Or some rapper. Or some athlete.
Yeah, she probably doesn't think it, but this is good for her.
Yes! She tried to claim that, you know, she only went public because she trusted some friends and they leaked the messages, and so she had to come out. But she'll have an OnlyFans soon. She'll be on Celebrity Big Brother. She'll get some sort of podcast out of this, and I guarantee you, who's a B-level quarterback in the NFL? She'll end up with, like, Justin Fields. She'll be dating a quarterback in no time. You seen Jared Goff's lady? You seen his girlfriend?
Wow. Yeah, she was on the Hard Knocks.
Uh-huh.
She's been hot.
She's making the rounds. She's got, like, a bikini calendar thing happening right now.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, you know what she's famous for? Being hot and hooking up with Jared Goff.
I feel like she could do better than him, though.
Yeah.
He needs to shave.
Like me.
That guy needs to shave. He's got one of those beards that you clearly can't grow a beard. Just call it, dude.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Like, I feel like at some point, most of us have grown facial hair that we should not grow. Like, that's one of those things that they should pull you aside, like, in junior high or high school. And there needs to be a conversation with young men. Because if we do have an epidemic of bad facial hair in our country. Like, people want beards, people want mustaches, people want goatees, but it's something that has to come with time, unless you're that kid that's blessed to, like, have one in the eighth grade. I had to have this conversation with my son, because he's got the Asian facial hair, and let me tell you, man, it's not good. So I had to sit down with him and be like, look, you got all of your mom's genes. Be happy. You're a good-looking, thin Asian kid with awesome hair. I know you want the beard, because all your friends are trying to grow them. The Viking gene, it skipped you. So we're just, you know, maybe somewhere down the line it comes. But son, you got a lot of gifts. The facial hair isn't one of them. Here's the razor. We're learning how to shave. I couldn't send that kid off to college knowing that that rat mustache was about to make it an appearance. I couldn't do it. And like his roommate, his roommate's got the college beard going on. It's something else. And I feel like his parents are doing him a disservice. By not sitting him down.
Yeah, see, I'm the other way. I just let him fail.
You let him go through that?
Fail up. Yeah, just like, you're gonna learn from this.
You're gonna learn.
You're gonna look back at pictures and you'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, I remember, like, you had a soul patch at one point.
I did.
Yeah.
Andy Carson.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. But I'd like to believe that someone could be there to help shepherd you through those moments.
All right, we've got hot flight news, and maybe we could play the Utah campaign song coming up next. You guys hear this yet?
We've played a lot of good political songs over the years.
This is the best one.
This one is right near the top.
I pulled it, and I didn't even hear it because I have no capability of hearing.
It's amazing. Wait,
but so I'm excited.
You can't hear?
No, I can't hear anything.
Radio.
I just rip audio and hope it plays.
Welcome to our world right now.
All right, it is 6:16 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, well, you've never heard of Linda Paulson, and I had neither until this. She is a Taylorsville, Utah Republican.
Oh, I've been to Taylorsville.
Have you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, she is from there, and she is a candidate for the Utah Senate District 12.
I don't believe there is a Democratic candidate anywhere in Utah. just saying.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Republican and more Republican?
Yeah, I think...
I'm more Republican than you.
Well, the difference is, are you a Republican or are you a MAGA? Like, that's... Because right. There is a distinction right now.
It's like here, where you're either a liberal or you're, like... Well, it's like the mayor is a liberal.
Yes.
But the mayor... The woman running against the mayor was, like...
The
Antifa.
Yes. There's.
I mean, not really, but...
Layers to the game.
Kind of. I mean...
Kind of, sort of.
I didn't vote for her. Mm.
Yes. In Utah, it's just a matter of how conservative you are.
Well, this woman appears to be a little on the conservative side.
Yes.
As you point out there.
Although she does appear to like the hippity-hop music.
Yeah, she's a rapper now.
Yeah.
And this is her campaign, her political campaign rap.
District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police, the right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation, want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency and support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society. But in schools, they're pushing for new beliefs. And just to clarify this, because there's some who can't define this, as a female adult, I know what a woman is.
Whoa. There you go. Can I ask one question real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Why did she have to rap that?
I don't know. You would think in one of the most conservative states, and by the way, you're like a 65-year-old white woman. Of
she's
all-
trying to get that younger.
And she's dancing like it, too. Like, she's really bad 65-year-old white lady.
Yeah, of all the musical genres that you can go with, why did you pick the one that most of your constituents would hate the most? It's so good. And the best of the whole time, she's got the little short white old lady haircut. She's wearing like a red blouse with an American flag.
She looks
like a tie.
She looks really scary.
Yeah.
Like, she's got that smile, like that grandma smile that's just mad, like mean to you all the time,
like,
but thinks it's funny.
Yeah, she's been feeding you soup with Pine Sol in it for like the last 7 months.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Slowly whittling away your doom. And I love at the end, and I know what a woman is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch!
She sounds like a white woman rapping.
By the way, according to World Population Review, Utah only the ninth most conservative state. But
there's no way that's true.
Well, they went with number of voters that
polygamy is pretty liberal.
That identify as conservative versus the independent and then vote that way. Although it is only one of two states with zero blue counties.
Okay, so there. What's the other zero blue county? Idaho,
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma has no blue counties.
Apparently, Oklahoma and Utah, according to the World Population Review, are the only two states in the union that have zero blue counties.
It's the ninth.
It's
most
the ninth.
Conservative state. I don't buy that.
It says 41% of voters identify as conservative. 40% of Utah voters identify as moderates. Moderate conservative.
Yeah, but they identify as they think they're moderate.
And only 15% identify as liberal, giving Utah this is how they do it, a 26-point conservative advantage. So they're just going off of what you identify as your voting. So they have a 40% that identify as conservative and a 15% that identify as liberal. 26, that puts them ninth behind Louisiana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, South Dakota, West Virginia, Alabama, Wyoming, and the number one most conservative state, 50% conservative versus 12% liberal, according to the polls, Mississippi.
Okay.
But Mississippi has six blue counties. Utah and Oklahoma have zero combined.
So you think those people say they're moderate because they're only moderately racist? You know, they're like, oh, I'm not that racist. I'm a moderate. I feel like that's the way that goes.
Kind of racist. Yeah. I mean, I'm not all.
I'm not really that.
I'm only racist in my own house, in our marital bed. I'm not racist on the streets.
Not as much as you think. I mean, you know, so I'm a moderate.
Hey, Linda Paulson's coming for you. That's all I know.
She's a badass.
Yeah. Someone said I'm ready for Nancy Pelosi to drop some bars. Look, wouldn't it be great if you had Biden and Trump do a rap battle? Oh my! Like the final scene in 8 Mile.
I don't think that would be great.
It would be amazing.
Do you want to hear? Before we go here, do we have time to play GOP Jesus? Well, this is great.
We are talking about conservatives here.
Yeah, somebody did this on the Tikitaka
This is pretty funny.
What is it?
I don't know. Instagram or TikTok. It went viral.
Yeah, this went viral recently, and it is GOP Jesus, which it's self-explanatory, but it is Jesus talking to
his far-right constituents.
His people, yes, and he's in a robe.
Well, because, a lot of the really, really, really far-right people really, really love Jesus. It's like, I got my Bible, and I got my gun. And I've always asked this question. Where in the Bible is... And the Lord saith, take thy 44 magnum and blow thy enemies away.
Yeah, but it does go hand in hand, doesn't
Jesus
it?
Jesus was kind of a socialist hippie, but, you know.
All right, here is GOP Jesus on the air, on the fan.
Truly I say unto you, whoever welcomes one of these little ones in my name might be letting in a murderer or a drug.
It's a little Hispanic.
Let's get her to a detention center. so we can figure out what's going on. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. And behold, now I'm all lazy and entitled. You shouldn't have done that. Do unto others as you suspect they might want to do unto you. What is a man profited if he gain the whole world but lose his soul? A lot. He has profited a lot. One soul for the whole world, that is an amazing deal. Why do you look at the speck of dust in your brother's eye, but ignore the plank in your own? Because of her emails. Yes. If a man strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him and shoot him. That is the law. If you want to be perfect, go. Sell all the possessions that you have. And give the money to a solid mutual fund. By this, they will know that you are my disciples. That you say, Merry Christmas! Christ! Christmas! Word. That's my name in there, and I put it in there because I wanted it in there so we could all celebrate Big Boy Jesus' birthday time! Okay? Okay!
Rabbi, surely you can heal me.
My child, of course I could. But who would pay for it?
Well, I don't understand. I don't have any money.
Yes, it is a sad story, but it does not make me responsible.
It is super duper easy for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. The richer, the better, really. Maybe get a solid gold house, just to be sure. Love your neighbor as yourself. Unless you are better than your neighbor, then tell them that they're weird and you do not want to bake them a cake. You have heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you, any man who looks upon a woman with lust in his heart should go ahead and do what he's gotta do.
Lord, your followers grow hungry and we have only this fish and bread.
Oh, sweet.
He eats it all.
Takes it and runs.
Oh, sweet. That is GOP Jesus.
There's more. Or maybe it's just the theme song.
I think it's just the theme song.
I think it trails off.
Yeah.
Boo. Yeah. Boo, that's terrible.
There's so many good ones in there.
That's a great bit.
I just like Big Boy Jesus' birthday.
I don't know who to credit for that.
I don't know.
But I love that. Right out of the gate, let's get her to a detention center. Figure out what's going on here.
Oh, that's good times.
That is good times.
Every now and the internet is good for something. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I also have a funny tweet from Sage Rosenfels today. Have you seen what he tweeted?
Yeah, I saw
Sage. How great is this? Yeah. We'll get to that next, but first, Patrick with Sports Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, hey, look at us.
Hello.
Tough to tell sometimes.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, apparently.
I hear nothing.
Well.
Bah! There we go.
What is going on?
No one knows. Well, by the way, the email.
It's supposed to be your, like, club music stuff.
We're fighting.
Yeah.
We're fighting on a lot of fronts here.
Ime Udoka about to walk officially out. Suspended for the entire year.
What?
Yep. He will be suspended for the whole 22-23 season.
What a joke.
And the weird part is, it says that a decision
men
about
should be able to hump whoever they want without any consequence.
I'm tired of men being held down in this situation.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
You What's grab he supposed
him,
to do?
You grab him wherever you want.
You do
want.
What you got to do, as GOP Jesus tells us.
Yeah, the weird part is it says that no decision is going to be made about him. It said it'll be made at a later date. So he may be the coach again, and he may not be the coach again.
I liked his statement.
Yeah, he did not go with a man of the Lord, which is a bit of an upset. I thought he would go with a man of God.
The dude's caught red-handed, okay? So, and there's nothing you can say. He knows that. And so this is the right thing to say. This is what he said. Here's Ime Udoka's statement. He says, "I want to apologize to our players, fans, the entire Celtics organization, and my family for letting them down. I am sorry for putting the team in this difficult situation, and I accept the team's decision. Out of respect for everyone involved, I will have no further comment."
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good statement.
That's all you can do.
And I'm out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Deuces.
And you will not hear from me for another year while I bang everyone else. Because that's what I do. Because I'm horny.
Well, you got two choices at this point, right?
And I will try to make up with Nia, but she probably won't let me, so...
I was going
to
say, you beg forgiveness of your smoking hot partner and the mother of your child, or you just go the other way and you go full Perkins Waitress. Like, you just go Tiger Woods and you just get everything.
Well, I mean, he's clearly, pretty horny dude, so... Yeah, you got what you wanted, I guess.
Well, they did go tell him, hey, knock it off, and he was like, no, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Sage Rosenfels with a great tweet today.
Yes, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew Sage from the top rope?
Yeah, the former crappy quarterback.
Yes.
He said, and this went viral, he said, "Since retirement, I have been lucky enough to avoid stealing millions of dollars from the poorest people in my state."
He, by the way, was the backup to Favre in Minnesota.
And then he quote tweeted that, and he said, "Of course, this is partially because I had already stolen millions from the richest people in our country."
Bravo!
Dude, that's the tweet of the day. Bravo. Sage Rosenfels.
Well, you know this.
This is what we remember him for.
Yes.
What else are you going to remember him for?
If you would have said, "What do you remember Sage Rosenfels for?" Now I'm going to say this tweet because I think he's funny. But before I would have said, he played at Iowa State.
Did he play at Iowa State?
I think.
He did. I was going to say UCLA, and then I looked it up, and he went to Iowa State.
Yeah.
The best part is he played with Brett Favre, so he knows what a piece of crap Brett Favre is.
Right.
And he's throwing him under the bus. I like that he had the gumption to do this off the top rope.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that everyone...
And he's been lucky enough to avoid stealing millions. Brett Favre, not as lucky.
I love that everyone, and I mean basically everyone, is calling out the media for not bashing Brett Favre. Like, I saw at least 20 different, like, big-time Twitter accounts today from athletes and commentators be like, "Oh my God, the Ime Udoka story. Did you know that Brett Favre stole $6 million from poor people?" Can you just see what Ime Udoka did? And Brett Favre stole six. They just keep hammering it. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's like, man, that Kaepernick really. Oh, and Brett Favre. Just keep hammering it until that a-hole is blacklisted and just has to go away forever.
Okay, final bit of news comes to us from the air, via the airplane.
Oh.
The flight. Flight news.
Yeah.
Two bits of flight news. Did you see the sucker punch of the flight attendant?
Yes.
On the Cabo flight?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That guy, so there's a guy
I guess they said ever since the pandemic, like, it is a nightmare on flights with people going after attendants.
So there's a guy flying from Cabo to L.A., and they wouldn't let him use the first class bathroom.
Yeah.
So the flight attendant, who was a male, not a female, but he was telling him to go sit down and can't use his bathroom. He turns around and walks back towards the front of the plane. And this guy comes barreling at him and kind of gives him a wrestling forearm to the back of the head.
Yeah, he went with like a rock bottom sort of maneuver. He went Terry Funk on it.
And nobody really did anything. They just let the guy walk back to his seat and sit down.
The dude's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and he hits him, and then he does this weird, like, I don't know if he was like cocky sniffing, but he kind of bowed up, but he hopped back to his
seat.
Yeah,
I think he was ready to be pummeled by other patrons, and none of them did.
Why would it, like, a couple people? I don't think everyone saw it, because afterwards there were some people in first class that were kind of looking around like, what the hell just happened? And the best part is the dude just weasels back into his seat. Like, they pan back and now he's just sitting in his aisle seat as if he didn't just drop a forearm on the flight attendant.
Well, he was arrested.
Yes.
And there's video of it, though. It's wild.
I can't. Like, he's lucky that someone didn't beat his ass.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, yes. I'm surprised that a bunch of dudes didn't just get up and whoop that guy.
Yes, and quite frankly,
because I think on most flights they would.
Well, I think he definitely deserved it. But you know, a lot of people,
Well, now they don't want to get involved.
Yeah, they don't want to get involved. You know, everyone always
go viral.
Everyone always does the I would do this, I would do that. But in reality, a lot of people choose not to do anything because it's like, well, it doesn't involve me and I don't want to do anything. Although the flight attendant kind of took it pretty good. He stayed on his feet. He was an athlete.
Well, how do you feel about ukulele lessons on a flight to Honolulu? Because this happened. This was on Southwest Airlines.
I'd
feel better if you just said ukulele.
Yes.
No, it's ukulele.
I know, but it's also not, you know, I also eat carne asada tacos. I don't, my favorite taco is not carne asada.
Yeah, you're pulling a Jason Swigart when he's talking about Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
He always has to throw the flair in there.
I went to Spain and stayed 3 nights in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
That's the Jason Swigart.
Well, it's an ukulele, you bitch.
I'll take it.
And so they put these ukuleles on each of the seats. I didn't know. By the way, I didn't know Southwest flew to Honolulu.
I didn't know that either.
But they do.
Well, it's just like it's always Alaska or Hawaiian Airlines.
So they put a ukulele on every seat.
Oof.
And then they gave ukulele lessons on the flight over to Honolulu.
I'll tell you right
to the whole plane.
I'll tell you right now. I will pay $100 more for my flight to not have a ukulele on every seat.
So you're one of... See, I feel like there's two groups of people here. One is that. It's like, leave me the F alone. Do not play the stupid ukulele. I'm going to break it over your face. That's one set.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think that way. And then there's the other set, and I fall more into this. It's like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Is it?
Let's learn how to play the ukulele.
See, here's my thing. If you had a large Hawaiian man at the front of the airplane, I find ukulele music wonderful. Like, it's amazing. So if you had someone up there doing, you know.
Well, there was an instructor.
Exactly. But if you've got him up there and he's playing, I'm all for it.
What about she?
But you've, she?
You pig.
Either way.
They,
them, pronouns. But you're giving 300 people on an airplane a ukulele that have never played it before.
Yeah.
And now I have to listen to 300 people.
Well, see, that's right. That's
who've
where
never played a ukulele attempt look, to play a ukulele.
I think a lot of people are going to view it that way. And I totally get that.
I'm out.
Totally get it. For me, I think it's a fun little thing because I always get bored on flights.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The residual of people doing things with the ukulele after the lesson.
Yes.
Is annoying, but you have headphones and music and stuff.
It's still annoying, you know? While they're doing it. That's like saying
I can play the ukulele and I don't want to hear you play it.
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's like saying like we're gonna teach you all to sing.
I'm all about this.
We're gonna teach you all to sing Paradise City on the Way Down.
Yes.
You know?
Where has that been?
I might want to hear someone with good pipes.
Why won't you play?
Take me home.
Can you imagine
one wants to hear me singing Paradise City on an airplane.
Rob, for your Friday night entertainment, we've bought you two tickets live front row to a live sports radio show that you get to listen to for 4 hours. Front row. No interaction, but you get to enjoy that.
Yeah, it's just, you can't do that. It's rough. It's like when they had the, who was it? They had some Jesus people that got up on the plane and started singing hymns. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Sit the F down. I'm glad that you love Jesus, and I'm glad that you want to sing about Jesus, but it doesn't give you the right to stand up on the public airplane and sing it. Sit down and shut up. God is an awesome, because can I stand up and be like, I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. No, I can't, because it's offensive and it's annoying.
You could.
So you sit down too.
Man, you are a real ass.
I think I'm more likely to punch that person than I am the guy that hit the flight attendant.
Look, where's your whimsy? This is great. I think it's great.
It's terrible.
I would have been all about it.
Terrible. I would have thrown that little biscuit cracker that they get at him.
You'd be that guy. They'd probably have to subdue you with duct tape.
Sit down!
Oh, this old a-hole got arrested because he was...
Smack someone with a ukulele.
Some kid at Christmas and took his presents. Everybody was having fun except this old a-hole.
Stop it.
All right, John. We missed him last night. He wasn't available to us.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Some sort of Mariner crisis, I'm guessing. Maybe they won today though.
But we'll see if we can get a hold of him.
But
tonight.
Julio's hurt, so
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 John. The Fan.
All right, I don't know if John is there, so let's just...
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
Hello?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Am I on? Are we here?
Yeah, you're on. God.
Well, I can't tell. I'm back in the void. There's a void of darkness. There's no sound. You guys, the other night, you were talking to me, and I wasn't
Dude,
on. So
this,
I don't know. There
let me tell you something.
A little thing.
This whole thing here is a mess, and we're about to snap.
Yes.
I'm not making it any better. I'll be honest with that.
Yeah, Patrick's certainly not helping.
Well, for heaven's sakes, like, this, let's go. You were supposed to move to a better place with better stuff.
Well,
just go. Let's just pack up. Let's go back to the old building.
No, you can't do that. All the resources right now are being used to clear out the old building. We've got like 8 days. It's like we're like there's a bomb there, and if we don't get out by the 31st, it blows up.
Crying out loud. Unbelievable. I was just sitting here watching Aaron Judge not hit home runs, and the stupid Justin Verlander, who I need to beat Baltimore, decides not to beat Baltimore tonight. So, despite the Mariners' big win, nothing else is going on in baseball tonight.
And on the plus side, Julio's got a bad back that is, quote, concerning.
The entire team is falling apart right now. It's unbelievable. So,
is it really unbelievable, or is it believable?
It's so believable, it blew my mind. So, yes, anytime I've ever been negative or pessimistic or sarcastic about the Mariners and people are like, oh, yeah, but this is why. Right now, you're experiencing it. This is why.
Well, you knew this was coming. Like, who couldn't see this coming?
Yeah. Well, and that's the genius of this particular run is I think those stats, the statistics on percentage to make the playoffs are ridiculous. But the Mariners got to 99%. There was somebody out there that said there's a 99% chance the Mariners will make the playoffs. And here we are. We can't beat Oakland. We can't beat Anaheim. And it's all because some idiot out there was like, well, they got a 99% chance. Here we are. Julio's dead. Robbie Ray's arm's probably going to fall off. We can't beat Oakland. Unbelievable. Dogs and cats living together. Not happy.
But Jared Kelnick's back, so look on the bright side.
Hey, I'll tell you, he played awesome today. And if he comes back like and can somehow find a way to carry this team for 13 more games, that's his hero moment, and that would be amazing. I would love to see that.
I love the fact that you're banking on Jared Kelnick coming back and carrying your team
you
for
what,
13 games.
That would be incredible.
It would be incredible. I'm not banking on it, Big Sook. I'm hoping that it happens. And, yes, what a cool story would that be. Much maligned, horrible, one of the worst statistical players over his first 2 years ever, and he comes back, Julio's dead, and Kelnick comes in and takes his place and carries us for 13 games. That'd be amazing.
Your optimism. I always knew the Mariners would kill you. I didn't think it would be this season, but I feel like they have set you up for the major heart attack.
Dude, I feel like you're lucky. They're still up four games. I mean, you're lucky.
Yes, no.
In typical Mariner fashion, they would only be up one.
Completely agree. We're lucky. But that, like tonight, I was like, oh, Baltimore has Verlander. They'll know what, there's no way they'll beat him. Not 2-0. Yeah, okay. Some guy in Baltimore threw a 2-hit shutout. That's Mariner baseball. So I fully expect, I'm going to Kansas City this weekend, as we know. I will be at the Mariners Royals game Saturday. I'm going halfway across the country to watch the Mariners play in Kansas City. I fully expect, like, the plane will crash or the bus won't make it and there'll be no game. It's just, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Breathe.
So,
hey, keep your head up, kid, huh? Here's a butt pat. If I can pat your butt, I would.
Yeah, you got this,
come on,
man. You got this.
Let's go. And the parents are really excited about Catch 365. It's a go for Monday.
They're coming out.
They'll
be
out
there in your front lawn. Will they come out of the house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're ready. They're fired up.
as far as you know.
I'm doing it. I'm excited.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Have a good night. There goes John. Coming up next, recruiting with Andrew Nemec, I think. He's over there, so I'm guessing he's on.
That would be my guess.
I don't know.
Oh, he's got a kid sick again, probably. That family of his.
They're always sick.
Yeah.
I think what's going on in that house?
They live next to some sort of like a waste dump or something, I think. There's some radon poisoning.
Lawsuit.
I don't know.
All right, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 to Fake Night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Got you.
Stop breaking news, dude. Bro.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.